Harry and Meghan try to stay relevant by pushing COVID fear agenda. By Nathaniel Charles on March 12, 2022. On Friday, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle joined a celebrity and world leader call to warn the world that supposedly the pandemic is not over as the world enters the third year of living with coronavirus. The disgraced prince and his controversial wife have added their signatures to a letter from the People's Vaccine, a coronavirus vaccine lobby group that has called for 70% of the world to be vaccinated by mid-2022, and for vaccines to be provided to everyone, everywhere. The organization openly states in the letter that they condemn the approach taken so far by world leaders in an effort to tackle coronavirus as immoral, entirely self-defeating and also an ethical, economic and epidemiological failure, and instead called for global solidarity. The People's Vaccine have also highlighted they believe what they call a failure to vaccinate the world so far is down to self-defeating nationalism, pharmaceutical monopolies and inequality, which they suggest has unnecessarily prolonged the pandemic. The conglomerate of organizations and prominent individuals suggested that many of the coronavirus milestones of the last 2 years, such as the estimated 20 million deaths, could have been somewhat avoidable if there was vaccine equity. However, they later contradict this message as they simultaneously claim that the existing vaccines are less effective against the Omicron variant. The globalist group even go as far as to compare the milder Omicron variant to HIV and Ebola. The letter signed by Harry and Meghan insists that the pandemic is not over, despite what some leaders in wealthy countries would like us to believe, but the end could be within our grasp if the European Union, the United Kingdom, Germany and Switzerland remove their intellectual property rights over the design of the coronavirus vaccines. It also calls for nations to pool all of their COVID-19 related knowledge, data and technologies, which they say should be mandatory. The pro-vaccine organization also demanded governments scale up spending, impacting taxpayers around the world, in areas such as public health systems, as well as calling for nations to urgently come forward and provide their share of the long-term, sustainable finance that will enable us to make the whole world safe. This request has stark similarities to the WHO's demands in February, where they attempted to extort $16 billion out of Western nations in an effort to fund their ACT Accelerator scheme, which provides vaccines to developing nations, with a caveat to pay or the longer the pandemic will persist. The organization claimed their activists have staged die-ins, where people come together, lay on the ground and pretend to be dead as a form of protest, across the world, to help pressure nations to drop vaccine patents. These protests do not, however, seem to have gathered any major traction. Alongside Harry and Meghan, other notable signatories include former world leaders such as British leftist ex-Prime Minister Gordon Brown, Hollywood actress Charlize Theron, and a multitude of religious individuals such as Dr. Thabo Siso Makgoba, the Archbishop of Cape Town. The letter comes as global media outlets suggest that coronavirus cases are once again rising. It has been reported that 1 in 18 people in Scotland now have the virus, and China on Friday locked down the city of Changchun, which has a population of 9 million people.